You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired. Today's edition is presented by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing in education, one size doesn't fit all. TD Ameritrade helps you learn, whether you're just starting out or an elite trader. Choose from articles, videos, webcasts, and more. Visit tdameritrade.com/education. How to use Siri to automate every step of your daily grind by Pia Series. For the productivity obsessed, a more joyful and efficient life starts with good habits. Our sensible routines prepare us for success. Plan your day, wash your face, early to bed, early to rise, etc. If you have an iPhone and you've updated to iOS 12, you can streamline those routines on your phone across apps and maybe even create new habits. Shortcuts, nay, workflow, was introduced to iPhones and iPads in this fall's software update. The feature allows you to create an ordered series of steps called actions and consolidate them into a single shortcut. For instance, you can use shortcuts to create a bedtime routine shortcut that turns on Do Not Disturb, sets a timer for you to brush your teeth, then plays the latest episode of the New Yorker fiction podcast for easy listening as you wind down. The shortcut will set off all these actions for you, in order, so you don't have to switch tediously between apps. You can choose to prompt the shortcut with a custom Siri command like, Hey Siri, get me ready for bed. You can do all kinds of things with shortcuts. Here's how you can use the feature for bedtime, work, school, and anywhere else you could use a few more seconds and more peace of mind. Just ask Siri. You can use some shortcuts without downloading the Shortcuts app. Navigate to Settings, Siri, and Search to see suggestions for simple shortcuts like Edit Bedtime or Show Weather in San Francisco. Some apps are already optimized to work with Siri shortcuts. For example, if you have meditation app Headspace, you can add the shortcut Open Today's Meditation. Mix it up. If you want to create more complicated tasks across apps, download the free Shortcuts app. Once you've opened it, you'll see two tabs. The Library tab contains all the shortcuts you've added or created. The Gallery tab suggests Apple's pre-created shortcuts. In the Gallery, explore some of the more complex shortcuts like Home ETA. This shortcut integrates features from Maps, Messages, and Contacts. If you start the shortcut, it uses your home address and estimated arrival information from Apple Maps. Then it generates a text updating a contact, a roommate, a parent, a partner, with your ETA. Brush your teeth timer is a simple one, and one of my favorites. Let's break down the actions that make up this shortcut. When you first start the shortcut, your phone shows an alert that says, Get your toothpaste. Then a timer is set for 60 seconds. Then your phone vibrates and displays the notification, One more minute. Another time is set for 60 seconds, your device vibrates, and you get one last notification. All done. No more wondering if you've brushed for the full, dentist-recommended 2 minutes. Your phone, with the precision and dependability you wish your brain possessed all the time, has done all the thinking for you. Create your own. Don't stop there. You can program Siri to send you an additional reminder to floss or to queue up the 2-minute-long pop gem, Waterloo, every time you brush. Shortcuts can be customized for all of your strange ritualistic quirks. To customize a shortcut like the toothbrush timer, tap to expand the search bar on the bottom to add more actions like find music or show notification. Long press the actions in your workflow to shift the order. See the switch icon on the upper right? Tap on that to make even more customizations. Rename the timer, add the shortcut to your home screen, and add to Siri with a custom voice command. For some third-party apps optimized to work with shortcuts, more sophisticated in-app functions can be used as actions. For example, if you're creating a shortcut that you've designed to calculate tips and split bills, you can also add the action Request Payment from Venmo. Sometimes, Siri will learn shortcuts on its own. If you order the same coffee every day from Phil's Coffee app, Siri will suggest turning that routine into a simple one-tap shortcut. No shortcut to success. Keep in mind that some apps functions are more integrated with Shortcuts API than others. So if you want a shortcut to show your upcoming events on Google Calendar, tough luck. At least for now, you have to use Apple's native calendar app. Prefer Starbucks to Phil's Coffee? Sorry, you can't automate your Frappuccino fix with Shortcuts quite yet. If you're just starting out with Shortcuts, getting to know the variety of your options and stringing them together into custom shortcuts can be daunting. It's a good idea to add shortcuts from the gallery and toy with them while you figure out the best shortcuts for you. Feeling ready to graduate from the gallery? A community of inventive efficiency devotees on Reddit has sprung up on the subreddit Shortcuts with ingenious tricks you can try. After you've mastered the art of routines with shortcuts, there's little that can stop you and the brain in your pocket.